25. Okay, I cried. I raised the lighter, flicked it once, twice. A yellow flame shot up. Ow! A girl cried. Several other kids cried out. Some shielded their eyes or turned away from the flame. Too bright, a girl screamed. My eyes! It hurts my eyes! Grab it! Grab it! A boy wailed. But I wasn't finished. I lowered the flame to the pile of leaves at our feet. The leaves caught instantly with a loud whoosh. Bright orange flames roared up. No! The kids covered their eyes and cried out in pain. Let's go, I called to Ben and the others. But I didn't need to say it. They were already running over the dark grass. I lowered my head and ran after them. I heard kids screaming and crying behind us. I can't see! I can't see! Somebody, do something! Put out the fire! I glanced back. The pile of burning leaves sent up a darting wall of red-orange light, so bright against the black night sky. Covering their eyes, the kids were scrambling away, running in all directions. No one was chasing after us. Trotting hard through the foggy night, Seth and the two girls led us away from the hill. We tried to warn you about the others, Mary said breathlessly, but you ran away. You wouldn't listen. They've lost their minds, Seth added sadly. They can't think straight anymore. They're like some kind of wild gang now, Eloise added. They have their own laws, their own strange traditions. They cover themselves in black goo every night. It's really frightening. That's why the five of us stay in the school, Eloise explained. We're afraid of them, too. They do horrible, crazy things, Mary said. They've given up all hope. They don't care what they do. I shivered. The gray moon had disappeared behind clouds again, and the air grew cold. The three gray kids seemed to fade with the moonlight. I heard shouts from nearby, excited voices. They're coming back, I cried. We'd better hurry, Seth said. Follow us. He and the two girls turned and began running toward the street. Ben and I followed, keeping in the deep shadow of the tall hedges that lined the yards. I heard the shouts again from close behind us. Where are you taking us? Ben asked in a breathless whisper. Back to the school, Seth replied. To help us get out of this place? I cried. To help us back to our own world? No, Seth replied without slowing his stride. We told you, Tommy. We can't help you go back. But you'll be safer in the school with us. A lot safer, Mary added. Jogging hard, Ben and I followed them through dark yards and over empty streets. The bare trees cracked and groaned overhead. The only other sound was the steady thud of our shoes as we ran. I didn't hear the other kids' voices, but I knew they had to be nearby, still searching for us. I breathed a sigh of relief when the little school building came into view. Ben and I hurried inside. We followed Seth and the two girls back to the large classroom. Mona and Eddie were waiting there for us. I sat down at a desk and struggled to catch my breath. When I looked up, I found all five kids staring wide-eyed at Ben and me. "What's wrong?" I demanded. They didn't answer for a long moment. Then, finally, Eloise said, "You'd better check yourself out in the mirror." She pointed to a tall mirror near the elevator alcove. Ben and I made our way quickly to the mirror. My heart was pounding by the time I stepped in front of it. A heavy feeling of dread swept over me. I knew what I was about to see, but I prayed I was wrong. I took a deep breath and gazed into the mirror.